You needed to save that. That's like a... Welcome, everybody, to Between Two Racks with Mike and Sean.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. We're finally back.
We are back. It's been, 2 years?
Close, yeah. Got to be.
Yeah.
Pushing that. So.
Or a year and a half, anyway.
Yeah.
Lots has happened. The first thing I think we should say is for anybody that was listening to us and we just kind of dropped off, sorry about that. There's been a lot of things that have been, you know, keeping us quite busy and...
yeah, both of them. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear us again.
So we're apologizing to two people out there. But anyway, we're back at her now. Looking forward to bringing you some more
podcasts. No. Actually, we should have found them and give them a shout out.
Yeah. Anyway. Get ready. Yeah. Get ready. It's going to be good again. Anyway, so maybe what we should do quickly is just kind of rewind a little bit. The past couple of years, just what we've been up to, some of the things we've been doing. We've been doing some great stuff. And
okay, and
we're looking forward to some great stuff to forward here.
Okay. Start the list.
Okay. Well, let's... I think we left it off sometime around the fall of 2018. One of the big things that happened was the horse accident. So maybe you want to mention a little bit about that.
So right at the end of our hunting season, our guiding season... my daughter Amelia had a wreck on her horse. Her horse fell over backwards and crushed her underneath the saddle, broke her pelvis really bad. So that was basically right at the end of the season. So she was in the hospital 2 weeks and had a surgery, had to have a plate put in.
Wow.
And that was one of the reasons why we kind of
Well, so, she was basically just bound in the house here after that too, wasn't she?
Yeah, 6 weeks, stuck in the house. So it turned out to be way less severe than it could have been,
right?
Just because she was little and still flexible and stuff. So like they just put a little titanium plate in there and held her back together. Versus like some of the horror stories that we did hear about pelvis injuries, you know.
Yeah.
Stuck in a bed, like not being able to move, or in a cradle or whatever they call those.
Yeah. That's terrible. And if we were, you know, a grown ass adult and that happened, you know, we wouldn't be walking.
Oh yeah. It was bad. So
yeah. But she's bounced.
She's
doing really well.
She's all healed up. She went back in for her to get the plate removed and all healed up. And she's back riding her horse and playing around and everything. So everything turned out good.
Yeah. So that was a big reason why we kind of just took a bit of a break. And then from there, it just seemed like there was one event after another that stopped us from sitting in front of these microphones.
Yeah. No. So. What's next on the list there?
Well, for anybody who doesn't know, it was the following late winter, early spring where I started doing some filming. We did a TV show, and for anybody that didn't see it, it was on the History Channel. It was called The Wild Ones. And we started filming in February. And so that, you know, I was getting prepared for that through January. So just about... almost right out of season, right out of hunting season. Then it went, you know, you got your Christmas break and all that. Then it was getting prepared for the TV show and the filming of it all. And February, we were full on filming. So even going into, you know, the following spring and into the summer, it was just a really strict schedule of lots of filming. And I filmed right through the summer, almost right up into our fall season. So that kind of put a damper on things as well, as far as it goes to the podcast. But it went really good. We did get a couple of spring bear hunts. I did book kind of in between film blocks. And so I got a few bear hunts on the go, and those turned out really well. But then that basically the filming led me right back into the fall season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a neat, it was a great experience. It was pretty cool. It, you know, when people ask what it's like, it does end up feeling kind of like a job, and that's, you know, I don't want to sound like a big douche, but it is, you're on a job, you know, that's the bottom line. You've got a job to do, which includes getting mic'd up as soon as you step out of your trailer. You got cameras in your face, and, the guys did a great job. It was an amazing crew, really super good guys. But it was still a job. Like each day you started early in the morning, and, it felt like less of a job when we were chasing wild horses, but definitely all the interviewing, even the work that we were doing with the horses, a lot of times it would be lots of breaks in between where we were dealing with cameras or camera issues or whatever it was. But it was a really cool experience. It was pretty neat. I was really looking forward to seeing the show and seeing how it all came through, and I think it was well done.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I almost had a show experience too.
Yeah.
So it would have been that spring.
The same spring that I was filming.
2019.
Yeah.
Right. I ran into a friend that knew one of the casting, I can't remember what they're called. One of the casting people from the TV show Alone. And he's like, if you're interested, I could hook you up there. So I'm like, yeah, sure, what the hell. So I ended up doing some video interviews and a bunch of, you know, talks over the phone and stuff, and I had to do a casting video where I had to go do a solo kind of survival camp out type deal,
right?
And then send it in. All the video stuff was the hardest out of everything, though. Just figuring out how to get that stuff to him, because I'm not very computer savvy. So.
Right.
Anyways, we did that, and unfortunately, didn't make it to the final 20 or whatever, where they picked the 20. So,
well,
but I did get a passport out of the deal. So
you were forced to finally go and get one of those, which is great.
Yeah,
that'll come in handy in the future.
But
I mean, now that the borders are all closed, it's really handy.
Yeah. And then coming on to, I would have been, well, I guess it was shortly after we did the casting thing for that. They called me back and wanted me to do another casting thing for Alone the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So they did that, but still, I guess.
Well, I mean, keep in mind with a lot of those solo type projects, I mean, you've got to be kind of a larger than life almost character. Like you got to be kind of a little bit, you know.
Yeah. And in my real person,
yeah, you're pretty laid back.
I'm pretty laid back. I'm not very entertaining. I just,
no, you're entertaining as hell.
I just do my thing and I go about my business. And
exactly.
Yeah. So I guess maybe.
But you're not a guy that's going to have huge meltdowns and freakouts, and that's not going to happen. And people want to see that on TV. So. I mean, that was one of the challenges they had with us, was trying to almost get enough drama involved. Sure, you got the, you know, we got the chases and stuff, and you never really know how those are going to turn out. They're always challenging. It's pretty hard to set up a bunch of cameramen and a bunch of camera gear and then chase a bunch of wild horses right past them in exactly the right spot. We ran into all kinds of challenges that way. But as far as it goes to, you know, the crazy drama where people get into big fights and lose their shit, you know, it just wasn't something that happened out there. So I did notice during the show that there was a couple of places they kind of put storylines together where it looked almost as though we had a few challenging moments. But it's, I mean, that's what people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see people lose their shit on TV. So if you can't lose it just a little bit, so you should have just really had a big meltdown. You should have had a panic attack. You're out there. The only one night you go out, you start crying and shit. You miss my family. I'm cold. I'm wet. I'm hungry.
They're casting right now still for, I guess it's season 8 of Alone. So,
oh yeah.
I thought about trying again. I'm sure all my info is there.
We have too much shit going on.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on right now. That was a nice reminder that we're pretty busy right now.
Yeah, I know, but it would be a good
Yeah.
A chance at winning that would be a life changer, right?
Right.
But yeah, whatever. Anyways, so.
Thoughts gone.
Yeah.
Past.
Matt.
Yeah.
What's next on the list? We did the TV shows.
The TV show. So that brought us into Last Falls Hunt.
Last Falls. That was a big success. We did great. We had a really good year.
We had a really good year.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of a bumpy road with one or two clients that we'll touch base on that a little bit later in another podcast, because it's almost a podcast in itself.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be a good podcast just to talk about the troubles you run into being a guide and an outfitter our end of the...
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it wasn't completely... it was a challenge.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't in my eyes, it wasn't a total failure. There was tons of moose. We've seen lots of moose. It was just complicated because they really handicapped themselves.
Yeah.
So,
but that's an entire podcast.
Yeah.
And then not long after that, going into the winter, typical winter shit, and we got kind of prepared. The show aired in January. So
we should talk. Okay, never mind.
Show aired in January. We were, everybody was kind of on the edge of their seat. What the History Channel wasn't ready for was the fact that not everybody was going to be in love with the fact that we were chasing horses.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of really figured that, people are just going to understand that this is for the well-being of the horses. I mean, there's just too many of them out there, and you can only have so many animals. It doesn't matter whether it's wildlife or, wild horses. You can only have so many of them out there, and pretty soon there's just too many of them, and that's what they're running into in that particular area.
Mm-hmm.
So really History Channel thought, everybody's going to understand this is for the good of the horses. They weren't really prepared that there was going to be some people that were upset. It was a very small number of people. Once the show aired and people really started to see what we were trying to achieve, they really got behind us. So it was really good. It was all positive. And we started looking at season two. I mean, that was the plan. We were headed off into season two, and then suddenly we got hammered here with what we're dealing with right now. But more importantly, right when we were airing, we also decided to take another big step, and so we then formed Alpha Dog Outdoors. And what happened there, Big Country Outfitters was alive and well, and then my partner there, he wanted to retire, and you've wanted to be a part of something like this for quite some time, and so I think that it was just a great natural kind of a lateral transition, and instead of just kind of keeping with Big Country, we decided, hell, let's just do something completely different. Let's just form a new company, do new things, do incredible things. Let's start something new, and Alpha Dog Outdoors is what came of that.
Mm-hmm. It's a big step for us, and thank you for involving us and giving us the chance to be a part of this. So
I think it's natural. I think it's only natural. We've been doing a lot of things, together, and so this is just kind of a natural transition. And so, what followed right after that was we did our first official trade show.
As Alpha Dog. You've done lots.
Yeah, but as Alpha Dog.
Yeah. So. It was, we went to Portland for, we were down there 5-6 days.
Yeah, something like that.
Portland Sportsman Show.
That's right. And that's where we first started to get introduced with what was happening with this virus. And it was really kind of funny because it was, it was in China. It was so far away. We were just,
Yeah, I think there was like one case or something in Portland not Portland, but
Seattle. Yeah.
At that point, and we kind of didn't really take it serious.
No, it didn't seem like it was going to be anything that affected us.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Yeah. Our trip to Portland, that could be that's a whole podcast in itself, our dinners at Hooters your big grand prize you won from Leopold and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great trip.
Our new friends we met down there and friends we caught up with there. We got to talk about Megan.
Yes.
We're back on track here. Portland, virus.
Yes. And, and that's where we find ourselves right now.
Pretty much put a stop to a lot of stuff or stand still anyways. You know, with starting this Alpha Dog, my whole plan this spring was to be able to quit my job at the mine and just go guiding and do my taxidermy and my farm work and stuff. That's gone. That's
well, I mean, it's
on hold,
postponed.
Fortunately, I'm still working.
Yes,
at the mine. We haven't been laid off yet, but that could change at any moment. Prices, absolutely. Copper goes down or whatever, right? But you know, I was supposed to be done about now.
Yeah. So when we first kind of talked about, you know, we were obviously talking about Alpha Dog well before it actually happened. And then when it became official, and we just kind of backed into it and looked, you know, at what the company could look like, we were pretty excited because we knew, you know, this thing's just going to take right off. It's just going to be like a rocket ship. And what we didn't prepare for was that virus. And even when we were doing the show, and just kind of getting updates on it, it's still, I mean, it was still business as usual, doors wide open. That was the plan. You know, you would have been done and we would have just been focusing on the hunting and a few other things, but definitely on the hunting and the taxidermy. But that's okay. You know, we've been slowed down a little bit here, but there's other people that have been hit a lot harder than what we're dealing with.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this whole virus thing is just, you know, just kind of crazy.
Yeah. No, and it's just snowballing and rippling, and man, it's all the uncertainties that are frustrating.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we're kind of that way a little bit. You know, I think we don't face as many uncertainties as other people are. But yeah, just even what the future is going to be like, what's the world going to be like, when are the borders going to open up? You know, going into this next bear season, which we're basically in right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is the start of the bear season. We're not really seeing much out there. It's still a bit cold. And
well, we've had a hell of a winter too, right? Like
tons and tons of snow.
Tons of snow, late spring. Now spring is kind of here. We're flooding like crazy.
Yes.
There's roads washing out everywhere and towns being flooded out. And it's, I'm glad I'm up on a little bit of high ground here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we're gonna get out. We're gonna do some of our own bear hunting. Our bear hunts this spring we're gonna be postponed until following spring.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna kind of concentrate on us.
Yeah.
And getting out there a little
bit.
We're
gonna do I don't know, what do you want to call it? Promotional video?
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna we'll do a bunch of videoing. We'll see where it ends up. Yeah. But ultimately, you know, maybe what we can do is get some good footage, get some YouTube stuff happening as well, and just, you know, keep in touch with the two people out there that are listening to us.
Yeah. Use this downtime to
absolutely
to take advantage of it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get out, we'll get the dogs out, you know, chase some bears.
Well, we got to find something. I mean, I've killed enough black bears. I'd like to find something with a bit of color this year, so I'm going to have to get out there and pound it pretty good.
A good color bear. I would like to take one with my black powder.
Nice.
But totally traditional, like my moccasins.
Like loincloth and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. So
that'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. So we have to have the cameras rolling for that for sure.
Yeah. Amy wants to take one this year. Amelia's gunning for one. So.
Good. Good. It'll be a great opportunity where we can get out there and spend some time. Normally we're so busy. The season comes and goes. It's great to have that many clients, but we don't get a lot of time ourselves. So we got to utilize this the best we can and get out there and spend some time, do some filming, have some great times, keep these podcasts going.
Yes.
That's what we got to focus on.
Yes.
So the two of you out there listening, you know, send us an email.
Give us a call. Maybe we'll do an open mic.
And we got to do some of that. We've been talking about that, just getting some of our, you know, friends and people that we know within the industry and see if we can get them, you know, on the phones and ask them some questions and just have some fun with this. Because it's going to be a lot harder to have actually guests in person. I mean, we can't, you know, we've got a lot of friends that would love to be here, but we are, I wouldn't say we're quarantining, but we've all isolated enough and we're pretty isolated as
the group
of people we
are. We've been keeping our distance as much as we can, you know.
Yeah.
Right. We have our little close group that we
absolutely,
you know, but
and what we aren't seeing is we're definitely not seeing the numbers here in northern British Columbia.
Well, we could advertise a COVID-19 bear hunt. So it'd be 14 days quarantine, then hunt for 5 days, and then another 14 days.
There you go.
So how many days is that? That's 20.
That's a few.
8, 9, 10, 11. 30 some day hunt. They used to do big hunts like that. I remember talking to a guy. They used to do a 52-day hunt. They shot two of everything.
Yeah.
We could bring that back.
We could with two bears.
Yeah.
Two bears in 5 days. We could probably do the two bears in 5 days.
Oh, yeah. It's
the quarantining thing.
Yeah. So we'll just, there's your tent. Don't leave it for 14 days, and then we'll go hunting bears.
I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that?
We just got to get them across the border.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Underground Railroad.
And that's going to be an issue that we're going to even possibly run into this fall. I mean, we'll take every day as it comes, but definitely that border crossing is holding things up. But you know what? Whatever it takes to get this old world back rolling the way she was, that's what we want to do. So
are we done our list there now? What's next on our list?
That's about it. So that was a very, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's lots of stuff we missed and we'll talk about.
This was a very quick update on bringing you guys up to speed on what we've been up to.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody hasn't had a chance to check out the show was The Wild Ones. It was on History Channel.
Where else can you find it? Because the people in the States can't find it. Yeah,
no. So what's happened in the what's happened with the U.S. is they're working on it right now. I think there's a network, Ride TV, or somebody's interested. Right now, the History Channel was the Canadian History Channel. I don't know how long it's going to take for it to reach south of the border there, only because things have slowed right down. Even obviously season two, we had it all kind of mapped out. Looked like it was going to be great. We want to get started early, but unfortunately, you know, we got hit with COVID here. But fortunately, that got us back in front of the mics. So I think that's what we'll focus on.
I think a lot of people are really bored, so
we might get another couple more.
There you
listeners.
Go, because we are the best waste of your time.
That's right.
So definitely tune in, and we'll do a lot more promoting as well, and just try and let people know what we're up to here, and hopefully we can hammer out a couple of these as the spring bear season goes, and we'll have some pretty interesting tales.
Yeah, well, we'll have to go hunting.
Yes.
And then come back
and then
have a couple beers and talk about our hunt, you know.
Well, but you know what, we do we've got that Zoom, and
we can do it on site or in the field or whatever.
Absolutely.
I think I might go shed hunting this afternoon.
Really?
I haven't been out at all this year.
Yeah.
And the boys been after me to get out, so we might take the afternoon. I got to go back to work in the morning.
Right.
So we might just take the afternoon and go play around.
So do you have, you've got kind of hot spots in?
Just a couple spots that we hit every year, and we usually, you know, local spots, but nothing, we're not going to go too far this time.
Right,
but,
right.
There's still too much snow. You can't drive, and you know, like we can drive south of us.
Yeah. There's still a ton of snow.
There's
a ton
of, like on any of the back roads are still navigable or whatever, drivable, whatever you want to call it.
Passable.
And then the ones that are open are probably washed out.
Yeah.
Like, you know. No.
And we went for a drive. I took my son out for a drive. It was on the weekend here, and we didn't run into any completely washed out roads, but it was definitely flooding everywhere. I had to cross a bunch of water, but it was a little bit early. Just, it's taking a while for the snow to leave, so green up is taking a while as well. We've seen a lot of other animals. Everything looked pretty good. One cow moose was a little bit ticky looking. She had rubbed a lot. Everything looked healthy enough, but we just didn't see much of her bears.
That's another thing that keeps me from going south shed hunting is there's lots of ticks down there.
Yeah.
We don't have many ticks up here.
No, but you don't have to go very far south.
No. So, yeah, creepy little devil bugs.
Yeah, you don't want those on you.
What else? Bear hunting, do some videos, do more podcasts.
Yeah. We're going to be dedicated to it all. Now with Alpha Dog taking right off, you know, that's going to be our official sponsor as well. So where in the past it was Big Country, it'll now be Alpha Dog Outdoors. Look for us in, you know, all the social media, anything you want to, you know, we're out there on Instagram, Facebook. The website is coming. We're going to be focusing on the website. It wasn't anything that we kind of were hammering away at, not once the virus kind of hit us. But what we have noticed is everybody's kind of slowed down in our industry, and they're really trying to figure out where to go and what to do. And so we talked about it and said, hell, let's just hair straight back. Let's just keep going.
It's good. Have you had a chance yet to look at the limited entry numbers?
No, I heard they're not great.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's wrong with this freaking outfit.
Well, I mean, we know that management, proper wildlife management, has always been an issue in British Columbia here, so I'm not exactly surprised.
So I'm just going to go over our local zone here. Our moose numbers got cut back drastically.
right at the time where I'm pretty sure that going into this fall, we're going to see quite a few more people that want to hit the backcountry and put a moose in the freezer, a deer in the freezer, or elk, whatever.
I just don't know where they get their numbers from, like that they go by, right?
Well, I mean, it depending on location, some of it could be actual strat accounts when they fly. So they might've done some flights and done some counts.
From the trappers, we've worked so hard to get the moose population back, right?
Right.
Like last winter, I didn't get any.
Right.
But our local trappers, friends of mine, I think the total of 42 moose or 42 wolves or 46 wolves.
So. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And three quarters of that was taken off of out west here.
Yeah.
Right. So that's, that's. Yeah, big numbers.
This year
they got, Floyd only got like three or four wolves.
Right, just because he hammered him down so.
Yeah, last year he was in the teens. Yeah. So, that's got to be helping out.
Oh, I imagine.
Right? And it's too bad. Like, you couldn't just, guys like that, or Dave and Sharon, give them a moose tag.
Yeah.
They've done that much work. And, they've killed more wolves in the last 5 years than,
Yeah.
But, a guy could go on and on and on forever. Anyways, I got, I'm just bringing up these numbers here. So in our zone, they cut us back to September draw, 6 moose. The first October draw, 2 moose. The second October draw, 2 moose, and the November draw, 4 moose.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. And the zone next to that, they dropped them all down to 1 moose.
Yeah.
1 moose. So there's 4 seasons, right? They're 2-week seasons.
Yes.
Each season, they're letting out 1 moose tag.
Right.
That's so, 4 moose tags.
Yeah.
4 moose tags. No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the moose are doing much better than that out there, and I couldn't really tell you why.
But the zone directly north of us, in the Prince George region, they're letting out 95 tags.
Yeah,
and then on this side of the river, I think it was like 150 tags.
Right.
They're still doing that stupid calf tag.
Yeah, which is just ridiculous.
It's 1 tag, so whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so 75, 120, and 95. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes drive north of us.
Yeah.
It's just bullshit.
Different management units. And it's however... however that regional manager decides that they want to. And of course they have input from Victoria, both good and bad input, but ultimately, and I can see in areas where the fire had kind of gone through a little bit. There wasn't any evidence that, there was big die-offs of moose or anything. And from what I've seen out there and what I've seen up until now is, the moose population looks like it's doing really well. So who knows? It's unfortunate, but if it is an issue, a population issue, if that is the case, then this is what we need to do. I'm not convinced that is the case.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen that. But it's definitely going to put a lot of pressure on those numbers. Like, there's going to be a lot of people that are putting in for the exact same moose hunt.
So we do have a couple new seasons, though.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. So they put elk on a limited entry east of us on the other side of the river.
Okay.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's six seasons.
Okay.
Right?
Well, that'll take some of the pressure off.
Yeah, it's six elk tags.
Oh.
Three bull and three antlerless.
Okay.
Elk tags on right. The other side of the river. So,
but that's a start. That's something.
I think they're 2 week.
Okay.
No, they're longer than that. November 15th to December 14th. How many weeks is that? It's a little longer than 2 weeks. Anyways, there's six different seasons. Okay. One tag in each one. So.
Right.
And then we also got a whitetail, antlerless whitetail in our zone here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just scrolling through trying to find it.
Right. Well, we're definitely seeing enough whitetail.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing quite well. Each one of us got one this last fall.
Mule deer numbers, they cut them way back.
On the antlerless?
Antlerless, yeah.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're going to increase and you're going to, you know, give some availability of those antlerless whitetail, then you can afford to kind of knock down some of the tags on the mule deer. And you know, I'm not a big believer that that your, you know, mule deer are going to take direct hits from whitetail unless the numbers get really carried away. I've seen, even right now, I kind of see an equal number of, you know, I haven't seen way less mule deer because there's more whitetail. But I've definitely seen an increase just in deer numbers right now. Past couple of years, I've seen, I mean, coming back and forth to town, it's not unusual to see not only a mix of whitetail and muleys, mm-hmm. but I'll see, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 deer just traveling back and forth every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some days I think that, and then some days I think there's a problem.
Right.
You know, but maybe they're just changing their habits or whatever. They're not where they used to be. They're, you know, so I just hope this winter wasn't too hard on them, right?
Well, from what I've seen, it looks pretty good.
Okay, so the whitetail season. Oh, man.
He needs another set of glasses. Maybe just like a reading set over so top of your normal.
25 tags in our zone. And that's a November season.
Okay.
In our zone.
That's pretty, and there's 25 tags?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a few.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 zones that they're doing that in within a 45-minute drive of us.
Wow.
So.
Increased opportunity.
Yeah. Hmm. So definitely put in for that one.
Yeah.
The mule deer, I always put in for it, but it's just not a big deal if I get one or not. When I do pull one of those tags, I usually, I'll hunt it with my black powder or something,
right.
You know.
Right, yeah.
What else? There was...
So we're talking about the limited entry right now because, of course, you know, you should be thinking about filling all those out.
That's the time of year, yeah.
That's right.
This
is the time of year where you want to start planning for those hunts.
Yeah, so that's about it for our local stuff.
So are they letting out a lot more... buffalo tags, because we put in for that every single year. One year we're going to be able to actually go up there.
I don't think they changed anything up there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they changed any numbers up there. They did change the Peace River elk, though.
Oh.
They did. I'm just trying to find it here.
Well, we'll put in for it again, and maybe this will be our lucky year. Maybe 2020. Maybe 2020. It's going to be lucky for viruses and lucky for
we're not allowed to travel anywhere. Anyways, right. they broke that big zone up into smaller zones, so there's separate little areas to apply for something like that. I haven't
right. So did it, yeah. I mean, if you haven't really looked at it that much.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's just a quick breakdown of our LEH
of what's going on around here
locally stuff. So,
yeah. Well, we're going to be putting in.
Yeah.
And we'll hope for the best, especially close here, because we'd like to stay closer to home as well. We don't really want to travel that much. I mean, I don't think I can stop from putting in for the buffalo draw, but
Yeah, no, you got to put in for that one.
Got to at least put
Maybe
in for
it. We should change it up this year and try the early draw.
Which is?
November.
Oh, yeah.
End of November, I think.
Yeah, well, we'll do whatever we have to do. Hopefully it'll work. But definitely around here, that one moose that is available, let's put in for him too.
Sure, why not?
We'll be the first to kill the last.
We'll put everybody's name in for him and yeah. Split it 14 ways.
Well, hopefully, and if it is a population deal, like I said, I'm not seeing it out there. I'm still seeing lots of good numbers, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's frustrating.
It is. It is.
What else we got on the go?
Well, that's, for right now, that's about it. I mean, I think we brought everybody up to date, and we have put out there publicly that we're going to definitely do a lot more of these. We're going to kick this off. And that is one of the things that's kind of held us back is it seemed like there was always something just around the corner, and it was going to be hard to restart these. And we knew that we were going to have to dedicate ourselves to this. So we've talked about it, and we said, okay, we're ready to go now. So we're looking forward to getting back out there, having a lot more fun, reaching our two listeners.
Perfect.
So Matt, if you're out there, shout out to Matt. Love you, man. I know you're going to be listening. So, yeah. So yeah, I think that was the quick kind of bringing people forward.
Okay.
To where we're at right now. And I think we're going to have a lot more to come.
Let's wrap this sucker up then.
You betcha, man.
Alrighty.
Okay, man. Stay hard.
Stay hard. And distant.